5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Broadcasting over the electric rainbow, directly into your ear holes. Here's Lee and Math with a snug.
Hello, hello. It's April the 15th. It's show 11:15. I'm Math, and over there, in Prestatyn is the always awesome Lee.
It's fun to be had by everyone.
Hello, 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 hello.
Hello. And over there, in Canada, is the always awesome tea.
Hello. Hello, 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 hello. Hello.
And Beth called in sick.
Oh, so, no.
I know. I hope she's got a note. Okay. Well, so, what have you been doing this week? Do you even remember?
Yeah, work. Today, on my day off. Yesterday, we went to Anglesey.
Okay.
We went all the way to RAF Valley to watch a plane take off, and they decided to postpone it till today. So we missed it.
Oh, okay. Dagnabbit.
Yeah. I discovered a new thing on my car.
Oh, yeah?
And when before I knew what it was, I was like, oh, shit, I'm taking the car back.
Right.
Because I pressed a button on the steering wheel and it said ICA activated. And then my steering wheel was all, like, weird. It was like I wasn't in control.
Yep, okay.
So it's supposed to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I was literally, it was cruise control, so I was turning on the cruise control, but I double-tapped it, so it set up this ICA, Intelligent Cruise something or other.
Right.
And literally, all I have to do is rest my hands on the steering wheel and it will steer for me.
Yeah, I don't like that on my car.
I don't like it. It's a bit, you don't feel in control, but
nope.
I still think it's quite cool because it's actually keeping me centred but in the lane. However,
yes,
it does, I've joined a JQ forum and a few people have said, yeah, it's a bit dodgy because it reads the road, so if there's a change in the colour of the asphalt on the road, it thinks you're going off-road and it tries to take you somewhere else.
Yeah, and it doesn't do it gently. My car doesn't do it, or my other car, because I have it turned off, mostly. But my other car doesn't do it gently either.
It's like
it goes, whoop!
Whoa! You're not in
and
control.
And I don't want my car doing that.
No, absolutely not. So I figured out how to turn it off again, which was good. So I'm not taking it back. I still love it.
Well, that's all right then.
Yeah, today I've dismantled the kitchen.
In your own home?
No, in my dad's.
Oh, okay.
So literally we've taken out all the cupboards, the tiles off the wall, we've ordered
the
skip. We filled it, literally haven't, I got there at 10:15 and I was straight on, boom, and I didn't finish till 3:15. I am aching in places I didn't know I could ache.
Right.
Yeah, I've got cuts, bruises on my arms, and oh God, I'm going to hurt tomorrow, but it's for the greater good.
Okay.
So a little bit of suffering, I'm happy with that.
Yeah.
As long as my dad's happy.
Yeah, that's the main.
Yes. So, yeah, other than that, nothing really.
Right.
A nice little feature in Virtual DJ, which I thought I'd tried to do it previously, but I obviously didn't do it right. So, you know that when you load an audio track into Virtual DJ, and it reads it and it creates the lyrics.
Yes.
You've seen that.
You've been doing it with T-Songs.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
There's also a facility if I wanted to, if I was a proper DJ and creating mixes.
Oh yeah.
There's a record button. So if I wanted to create a mix of
three or four
songs, I can record as an MP3.
Yep.
And I thought, ooh, I wonder if I can record as an MP4 video.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it turns out I can. So this week's T Writes AI Sings.
Yes.
It's now a video for it's an MP4.
Oh.
Okay.
So it's a video file and all the lyrics are already on there. So when the lyrics are playing on the screen, it's recording everything that's on that screen, including the lyrics.
Right. So is that why there's an MP3 and an MP4 in the Dropbox folder?
I mean, I'm happy to play the MP4, but I just thought I'd pop it in there anyway. Because previously it was relying on the MP3 and then the lyrics. But this way I've recorded it as an MP4, so it's like one track.
Okay.
And it's got a little bit of a waveform as the background, but it's an MP4. So that's pretty cool. I didn't realise I could do that.
The irony is that T used to provide it in MP4, and then I'd play it on the show so you could read the lyrics before you started doing this.
Yeah.
And then I convert it to MP3.
Right.
For archival purposes.
Yeah.
There's no point in having a video of it. So I convert and then delete the MP4.
Ah. Okay. Fine.
And it happens to be a song that I've already done before, but Math was not pleased with the lack of rhyming, so I reworked it.
Oh, I wondered why we'd got it again.
Well, I did ask that.
Yeah, well, he messaged me going, we played this already. I'm like,
I
know.
We've done this one.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, I know, but...
And it's because you got disapproval from Math. You've redone... Oh, okay.
Hey.
Yes, yes.
Oh, mate. Well,
when I like him, I like him.
Oh.
Yeah.
And when at least I like some of them, unlike Beth, who hates them all.
Yeah.
When I was creating it and listening to it, I literally asked ChatGPT, it doesn't have rhyming in the verses. Is that a problem? They're like, no, at all. It's fine. I'm like, yeah, it's fine. It's fine. Yeah. He's not going to say anything this time.
No,
he's not gonna
it's fine. You're mad anyway. Your song's
going to grind me in the dirt.
I'll look forward to hearing the rhyming version then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because I created a cover version of the original. So this sounds similar, but you know, because when you add more words, it changes it a bit, but it's still the same ish.
So T, in the Snug folder, there's the MP4 version with lyrics on. Feel free to download that before he deletes it from.
I will. Yeah.
Anybody ever having to listen to it again, and you can have your own little archive on your computer with the lyrics already there.
I keep all our MP3s.
It's not the point.
You're deleting shit, man.
You're deleting stuff that, you know, you shouldn't be deleting.
Yeah.
If you need to, buy another hard drive. Store more shit.
Arguably, the song is the important part.
Well, you say that.
Oh, is that the sun? Casting sun? Yeah, that's the sun.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it looks like a tear in your snug thing.
I know, right?
Yeah.
But then when you moved back, I saw your shadow.
It's pissed down all day, and now it's just coming through the window at the wrong angle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, there you go. It's your own spotlight.
Yeah. Right. Well, so T, what have you been up to then?
So I did the market this weekend. It was not as sunny, but I made a few sales, and got a lot of smiles, and I'm actually going to be social on Friday. I know, what? So one of the vendors, I've been speaking to her last year and you know, I'm speaking to her this year, and she's going to come over Friday for lunch, and she already has colorful hair, but she also does it herself, and she can't reach different parts, so I'm going to do her hair. I'm not a hairdresser. I don't know what we're going to do, but I'm going to add colour to her hair. And
she's seen
we're
your
gonna...
hair, right, though?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
I was thinking disclaimer, a waiver somewhere. Get her to sign this.
So there's that. So that's weird, you know?
Yeah.
Like having somebody over.
Wow.
Ugh. What else? So I don't know if I said last year, but this year I'm trying to have a consistent market stall setup.
Right. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Because last year, every week, every time I set up, it was different than the week before. Every week, different than the week before. And this year, I want to be more on top of it. I want it to be, yeah. So I'm still tweaking it to make it easier for myself. I don't know if you've seen the pictures, but I've posted, I think posted on Facebook.
Yep. Saw them.
Yeah.
I think it's a like.
Cool. And then I say it every week, but I'm working on my story. And it's like I'm looking at different scenes in the story and going, well, this needs to be fleshed out a bit more, or this needs to be explained a bit more, or wait, like, you know, I'll have a character saying a thing and it's like, wait, that doesn't make any sense. Like, it's like one of them said something about, oh, a second surprise when I hadn't written in a first surprise.
Okay.
You know, catching that kind of thing. The person that was supposed to come over that's interested in my book wasn't able to come over. So, you know, that still hasn't happened, but that's fine because every day that I have extra is more time to work on it and have a presenter with something a little more complete at the time. So,
right.
Well,
so
you had
a
question?
You said you were fleshing things out. Are you doing the opposite anyway and trimming bits?
Well, not so much trimming because there's nothing that needs to be trimmed. When the trimming that I did before was when I was like, okay, well, I've said this is where book one ends. So now anything that I've written past that is for the next books. So that's where the trimming happened because I was like, it's like when I discovered where I was going to start the story, that was so exciting for me. And when I discovered where the story ended, I was just like, you know, yes, because that's like, I've never written a book before, so I don't know what the hell I'm doing. So I'm discovering all these little things, you know, like, oh yeah, you can't just keep writing forever.
It's one hell of a story, isn't it?
It is a
hell of a story.
The never ending story.
It's a long time in the making.
Yeah. That's been so great for me. Like I really have been enjoying it. Got into a fight with ChatGPT again. Because what I did was I pasted it. The story into it, and I was like, okay, I want you to retype everything as it is, change nothing, because I used her text to speech. I also have Revoicer, but Revoicer isn't smart, whereas ChatGPT is a little bit smarter, and it's a different tone that you get reading it back.
Right.
And it was going fine for the first, like, you know, dozen chapters. And then we get to a point, and then she starts reading a thing, and I'm like, I don't remember writing that. No, I don't remember writing that. So I said, I don't remember writing that. Are you now writing my story again? And she's like, oops, yeah. So I'm like, I'm really upset about this. I have explicitly told you. So I had just this big, and it was while I was working, right? So I was trying to do something at work that was pleasant for my brain, that wasn't just mindless YouTube, that I could listen to my story being read to me. And when she did that, I was just like, this is just taking me out of it. Now I'm all pissed off. So, yeah. Chat GPT can make mistakes. I know. And but when you explicitly say, like, this is a rule about me, I don't want you writing anything. If it comes to a point where there's like confusion, ask me. Don't just make shit up. So yeah, I got all stroppy with it. But that's the good thing about ChatGPT is it doesn't like have its
Doesn't hold a
feelings hurt when
grudge.
you're pissed off.
No.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly.
It doesn't
Exactly.
care, does it? It's still going to be your
No.
friend.
It's still my friend. Yeah. And so, yeah, that's just been crazy.
I notice you're calling
And
it ChatGPT now and not Lumen.
Lumen. Well, you know, because I feel weird. I know,
You
I feel a
know,
bit
have
weird
you?
about that. My
Ooh, damn
friend
you,
Lumen and I, we were
ChatGPT.
talking about my book one day. And then she got it wrong. They got all mad at her.
Yeah.
So yeah.
It's like calling Chat GPT is like using a full name and telling it to settle the knot.
Exactly.
Yeah,
Chat
it's a Sunday name,
GPT.
isn't it?
Well, actually, I did type in all caps. Lumen, what are you doing? I'm like, yeah. Well, because I don't know, you know when you're having to work and you don't want to be doing the work. So you find something to do to occupy your brain so that you're not thinking about work.
All the time.
Oh, yeah. So when it was going along, it was like, yeah, my story, my story, my story. Obviously, she started writing it. I was just, it just irked me. So yeah. Fight
Okay.
with my ChatGPT friend. And then what else have I been doing? Nope, that's about it. It's all market and story for me, and songwriting as well. I'm working on a song right now, about monsters that aren't monsters, but like thoughts in your head. So,
Okay.
yeah. So that's kind of fun. Yeah. I
Yeah.
think that's it. Probably think of something else, but that's it.
Okay. Cool.
How about you?
Well, I've had kind of a quiet week.
Were you being Prestatyn at the weekend?
I was in Prestatyn at the weekend.
Yeah, I saw your car.
Yes.
Didn't see you.
I'm
You
going to have to
guys
start
are
parking
not
my car under the
friends.
kitchen window out of the
Like,
way.
if you,
I
honestly,
drive
if
past every
one of you
Saturday
showed
morning on
up
the
at
way to
my
work and I look, oh, Maff's there, yeah.
Yeah, there's
Not
Matt,
a
yeah.
phone call, not a text, not a message,
Yeah,
nothing.
I'd be so hurt. Like if you showed up on my island and then didn't come see me, I would be so
Oh,
mad.
arguably, that is a bigger deal.
Well, it's all relative.
Well,
On the side
yep.
of the world, and then a boat, and then a plane, and a ferry,
Well.
then a selfie at something that says Salzburg Island. Send it to Tia and go back home.
That would be hilarious, actually. I would be mad, but it would be funny.
So yes, I was impressed. But it was just, same old
know.
garden centres with the old people.
All people.
Sandwich at Tesco, toasted sandwich at Tesco, and I did manage to get some designs sorted out, some new designs for my shop. So I'll get them put up at some point. And I said that I used AI a lot over the Easter weekend. So Perplexity's
I
got.
don't think it's reserved just for Easter weekend, is it? I think your whole life is like mine, it's AI.
I
It
used it a
revolves
lot
around AI.
more. In fact, I used it so much without noticing, really. On Perplexity, they've got a thing called Computer, which is like, I don't know what the ChatGPT version is, but it sits a project file on your computer and it works on your files and things. It does things on your computer. I've used up all my April tokens.
For what?
They only get refreshed every month, and I've used them all up.
Ooh,
The computer
with 2
tokens.
weeks to go.
Yeah. So
Oh, geez.
I can use normal Perplexity and the searches and stuff like that. But yeah, it was like, oh, right, okay. I thought it'd be like Claude, where if you use it, it says, oh, you're done now for a couple of hours.
Yeah, 3 hours
Yeah,
reset or something. Yeah,
Yeah.
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 But Yeah.
No, you've used it up for the month.
You need to curb your enthusiasm.
Crazy.
Yeah. Oh, well, it's luckily I've kind of switched between them.
Did you watch that show?
No. I've never seen it.
No, me neither. It's Larry David?
Larry David, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I hate that guy.
Okay.
No reason either. I just don't like him.
So I've been... I wrote... Oh, so this was kind of cool. I download TV every day. It's various programs. They all go into a directory called Unwatched TV. Until I've watched them. That appears in Plex as new TV.
Mm-hmm.
Then once they're watched, they get moved to TV shows.
Mm.
And it was... Usually I keep on top of it, but I've not done it for about 6 months. And it's a few hundred gig.
Oh, jeez.
I
need to create a program that'll help me.
A Python script.
Ta-da!
Yeah, and all I asked it to do was take all... TV series by their name, put them in the correct season. So it created the directory, say The Rookie. Then it created season folders, season 7 and season 8, and then it put the programs in it. And all it did was just go run, and they all just disappeared and went into the right folders. And it's like, oh,
boom.
I'm keeping that script handy. I'll be using that. And the other thing I've been interested in recently is something called Docker. And it might be a bit too geeky for you.
Me? Yeah.
What is it?
For me?
Well, yeah.
So it basically creates, you can install server apps. So I've installed an app today called, I think it's pronounced Imish. And it works like Google Photos. So you can just point it at your photo library. And then if you're on your phone or something, you can just search through all your photos that are not on your phone. You know what I mean? It's like an offloader for photographs, which is kind of cool. And I've downloaded, what's the other one called? Kavita, which is an ebook and comic server. So if I'm in the house, I could just browse to the page where the server is and read comics and books from the server.
Nice.
So, yeah. So I'm in the middle of
You were quite right with your initial assumption that it's probably quite too geeky for us. I mean, especially for me. Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't read books.
It's not necessarily, it has to be books. I mean, there are all sorts of Docker containers. But it just creates a little virtualized environment that it just runs that one thing in. So, yeah, you can put loads of stuff on there. They're all geeky, too geeky for you guys.
Mm. It's going to be very sad when you shuffle off this mortal coil and someone's got to look at all your shit and work out how everything does stuff.
Who gets it? Do I get it? Are you going to get it shipped? You're going to send me all your things?
If you want
all your files, put a me in your will.
But whoever has them has to set up a Plex server and serve it to the people that I serve it to.
Yeah, send it to T. Yeah, definitely send it to T. Yeah.
Oh dear. Right, shall we move on and have some emergency questions?
Absolutely.
Is the emergency questions jingle getting longer each week?
Yeah.
Okay.
By 10 seconds each week.
Yeah.
Pretty soon it's just going to be the entire show.
Yep, 2 hours long.
Yeah.
Oh, do you know what I've not done?
Any emergency questions?
I've done the emergency questions. I've not done a new post for tonight's show where I normally keep them all.
Oh.
Can I just say at this juncture, I find myself... On a Wednesday, really, really, really looking forward to Backtracks.
Oh, okay.
It's great that I haven't, because years ago I used to create it and I couldn't get involved. But actually, I'm really thinking I'd rather just come for backtracks.
But when I was doing backtracks, you would get all stroppy about it and not like the backtracks.
Yours are hard. I've got a chance with maths.
I'm
maths are never hard.
I'm keeping them easy at the moment.
Good. So, I'll be on your side as long as they're easy, mate.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see how you feel about tonight.
We'll see.
Also, I've broken the crossfade on the backtracks maker.
Oh.
So I'm in the middle of fixing it. So these are not crossfaded backtracks tonight, I'm afraid. I'm sorry.
Oh. What does that mean?
There is a silence between each song rather than...
Gotcha.
The stinger's there. But you'll notice when you...
I'll notice. Okay.
You will.
Okay,
let's start with question number one. If you had to eat a human body part to survive, which part looks the most appetizing? It doesn't say where the part's coming from. It doesn't say whose
brains.
Body is. But...
I think what? Brain, yeah, because when we used to have a dog called Mindy years and years ago...
And you ate her brain?
No, but we used to get lamb's hearts and lamb's brains and stuff from the butcher. And my mum used to microwave them. And they'd smell lovely. And I think I could probably eat.
Right.
Something like that. Yeah.
See, the first thing I thought of was a thigh. From knee to hip. Just roasting on a spit.
Like, who's a need a hip?
Chicken.
Why would you want to eat specifically her?
She's a 60s pop star.
A need a hip. That's a great name.
She's into the jive.
Yeah, I think actually, yeah, thigh is quite good, isn't it? It's fleshy, meaty.
You wouldn't go hungry.
No, you wouldn't.
A thigh, would you?
No, so. not mine. No, definitely not.
What about your tea?
Probably tea.
I'm the one who said brains.
Oh yeah. Okay.
But I was just being.
I'm going to stick with heart.
Right.
I was thinking about heart. But is it muscle meat that when you eat like cow, is that muscle?
Yes.
It is muscle.
Yes.
That is eaten. Yeah. Okay. So the heart is a muscle. So yeah.
It's sort of that big, isn't it?
What's the one from Silence of the Lambs with the nice Chianti?
Liver.
Liver.
Liver's I'll quite go for a the big human. Organ.
Yeah, yeah. And you could just take part of it, liver and it'll onions. Regrow, and then just take and more, and then just and they keep eating the regrowth.
I don't think it regrows quick enough to make a decent dinner out of it.
I think you'd starve, wouldn't you?
No, you have a little piece. Regrow.
Unless you have a few.
You'd
people.
Have a little piece. Yeah, and then you've got like a system. I'd have a herd of humans where I'm like just removing portions of their liver every however long it takes to regrow.
First in, first out, last in.
I mean, you could start asking how long it takes a human liver to regrow after you've eaten a part of it, but I think it'll put you on a list.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm already on so many lists.
Yeah, true that. Okay. Question number two. Would you rather have to wear a diaper every day and use it, like the president, or have to wear a bib every time you eat?
Bib.
I think bib.
Oh, diaper.
Because I'm not going to shit my pants in front of people like the fucking Trump piece of shit. He's just a giant turd in a diaper shitting itself.
Well, okay, that's taken an alarming swerve.
Hey man, I didn't bring him up in the first place. Somebody else did.
I think I'd like to be able just to when I want to go and just think, forget it.
Right.
I mean, I'm pretty sure there's going to come a time, you know, in the
where you don't have any choice.
Yeah, you know, it's not going to be my choice, and I do like me number twos. Just to be able to do it, I'm restricted to the one or the two rooms in our house I can do it. But you know, if I can
do it
anywhere I want, I can do it in Greg's if I wanted to.
But and it's probably we should probably just move on. But now I'm struck with the question: is when you sat, like I'm sat on the cushion, I'm sat.
Yeah, it's all squidging up.
Surely a poo has to be running to work in a nappy, because if it's coming out like a firm log, you're gonna be like,
ooh, hydraulics. Yeah, but
for some reason, it reminded me.
It's like the water goes. It's the path of least resistance, isn't it? And I think it would do exactly the same because of the. It would. It would just like squidge its way through the folds in me thigh, and stuff, and you know.
And for ladies, there's no nuts to get in the way.
Yeah, it would go in maybe up.
Oh no.
Oh yeah, like up in the vagine. Yep.
Vagine.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh.
That's what the French call it.
It's the fancy one. It's the fancy.
It's like the bejeweled. It sounds like a Turkish cooking pot.
Bejeweled vagines. for some reason reminded me of the episode of Taskmaster, where she gets little Alex Horn to sit on a cake.